Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds
of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Grace and peace, grace and peace.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, Sister Rhea.
Shalom, King Priest. Shalom, family. Grace and peace in Jesus, my name.
Grace bless, and peace. Bless.
The Lord has blessed us with another blessed day.
Oh, my God. Beautiful
morning. Great testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. This couple made me and my husband cry.
Well, I held mine.
No,
back.
You didn't.
I
you
was
crying
no,
like a river.
No, I wasn't. I man up.
Oh, that was a beautiful testimony.
Yeah, it was, though.
Shalom, family. Shalom. Yeah.
God is merciful.
Yes, He is.
Well, let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. My name is Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Today, reading from is my lovely real Rhea.
I'm going to
Israel. And today, we're still dealing with the seminar, man. I mean, that was really, really, really powerful yesterday.
Amen.
Had a lot of great exhortations. We had a lot of great comments. Had a lot of great edification. A lot of great, you know, I gotta say, great edification, because, you know, out of it, man, my sister had went and did her calendar and set up the Passover, so that was great edification.
Amen.
So you know. You got to be dealing, if you already got you're doing it on the spot. That was great edification. That was great fruit. Amen. Oh, that was wonderful. We want to thank the brothers from the Bible Christians of God out of Houston and Delaware, Philadelphia Assemblies, and the Fellowship of the Spirit. You know, all participating yesterday. That was wonderful. Today, we have a couple of brothers in wait. Hopefully,
This afternoon.
Okay. Hopefully, we can have them up. Yeah. So with that being said, let's get started. Let's just open up to the east, and let's open up with a script and a prayer.
Amen. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us to do it. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and examples. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless them. They see your light and God. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them and their hearers and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy and do it forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, let's get this started. Let's start this in Leviticus chapter. Oh, everyone, please mute your phone. If not, I think we just. Okay, all right, well, then that's fine. We're going to do is we're going to get right into this, jump right into Leviticus 23.
And,
oh.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about the how we set up the calendar, you know, how different camps come to the conclusion of, how different camps come up with the dates that they have for the feast days. All right, and how do you conclude those things? And we just showing why we keep the feast the way we do today. You know, we all felt, you know, that, well, me and Ray, we felt that it'd be a good thing to invite, you know, different brothers from different camps to give a testimony on why they keep the faith they do. I should say the feast, a faith feast, you know, and help us understand,
amen.
You know, and if there's any understanding that we lacking is to help us understand or better understand, not to be in debate, but trying to find a reason why we're there, you know what I mean? So this is that thing, you know, every year, you know, we all have, well, not all of us, but, you know, some camps got this feast day, some camps got that feast day, some are ahead, some are behind, some are together, some are not, some are together on some of the feast days, some are not on some of the feast days. You know, you got all these different dogmas going on, and we were just trying to at least get an understanding. Instead of being the finger of, you know, accusation and persecution we was trying to be the finger of reason. You know, it's easy to say, oh, they're doing it wrong. You know, that's not the voice of reason. That's accusation. We're not there for that. We're here to try to find out why we do what we do when we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all, you know, and to help us understand, you know, we had some great points yesterday. You know, from the Bible Christians of God and from the Fellowship of the Spirit and Philadelphia Assemblies. And those things was very, very, very necessary and needy, you know, real needy. You know, I thought it was just going to be something, you know, but then when you're dealing with the calendar, it turned into meat. It's hard not for it to be meat because you're dealing with something really, really huge, and that's his feast days. And the feast days, the reason why they call feast days is because you're dealing with time. And it's all based on time. What do you mean? It's all based on the kingdom. And that's what we all, this is what we base it off of. We look at the feast days as a kingdom preparation. We look at it at all the feast days as forerunners to the kingdom.
Amen.
We look at every day in the creation that the Lord put together as a forerunner to the kingdom. We look at everything from that perspective. We don't take the word of God like, you know, coincidences. To us, there's no coincidences in the word of God. You know, well, there's a coincidence. Oh, well, that just happened to be a coincidence that, you know, it's 14 days in the creation, and it just happened to be 14 days to the Passover. Well, it's a coincidence that, you know, well, it's the 10th day. You put the lamb up on the 10th day in the month of Abib, and Jesus just happened to be in the 10th day in the creation. He was put up on a Christ. Well, that was a coincidence. Well, it just happened to be a coincidence that Ishmael was circumcised on the 13th day and Isaac was circumcised on the 8th day, which just happened to be one day before the Passover, which is in the creation, which just so happened to be another coincidence. And then Jesus Christ himself said, I ain't going to drink of no more of this vine till the Father's kingdom, which just happened to be another coincidence. And then John himself saying that, you know, Christ is going to purge his flow thoroughly. What do you mean? He's going to get rid of all the leavening before the Passover. That's all coincidences. No, that ain't coincidence. You can't, God is not a God. The God of Israel is not a God of coincidence.
Amen.
He is a God of, he is detailed to the letter. He said, not one jot or tittle shall in no wise fell for the law, pass from the law. There is no coincidences. They all set up for one giant event. What event is this? The preparation of the Father's kingdom. Our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come. That's the event that we are preparing for. That's what all of this is pointing toward, the Father's kingdom.
Amen.
So there isn't any coincidences in it. It's not just that just happened to fit there. Oh, wow, that just happened to fit here. That ain't how this works. The God of Israel is meticulous, detailed to the microscopic letter, right to the dot.
Amen.
So this is what we're trying our best to get to this point, or at least find our way to it, because we don't all have the truth.
No.
You know, I wasn't born in the truth, and I'm learning as I go.
Amen.
And that's why I'm asking brothers and sisters to share with me as we go, you know, so that I can continue to grow.
Amen.
You know, I'm not here to stunt my growth. You know, I'm here to continue to grow. And if it fits in the plan of God, then I'm there. That's all to it. If it fits in the plan, I'm there. You know, all I'm asking, that as long as it's in the law, I'm there. So that was the whole point of the whole seminar. That's why we're here. That's why we're having it now, so that we can get a better understanding why we are keeping the feast the way we keep it. Okay?
Amen.
So let's get started. Let's get started in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1.
Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts.
See, first of all, it's going to be a holy convocation. It's going to be a holy gathering. Only the holy is going to survive the judgment and the purging. Only the holy is going to survive that. Only the holy is going to be there at the coming together of the Father. That's it. And he said, these are holy convocations. These are my seats.
Amen.
All right? Continue.
Verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 day is the Sabbath of rest, an holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
Okay, so now we got right here the Sabbath day, and we can look in the creation. You can see sex 6 days, and then the 7 day he rested in Genesis.
Amen.
And then you could pick Adam up on the 6 day, and he working now to the 7th day in the creation, which Adam is still working. So we see this here is prophetic. You see, so this is a day of rest, and it will be a holy convocation. What do you mean? Only the elect, only the righteous is going to come up in the first resurrection, which make them holy.
Amen.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's the holy convocation right there. You see it?
Amen.
That's it. That's prophetic. That's a kingdom shot. Read on.
Amen. Verse 3. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their season. And the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover.
Stop. That's where we're going. This is where how do you get to this? How do you get to the Lord's Passover? How do you get to this holy convocation of the Passover? This is that thing. How do you get here? All right. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12 and 1.
Exodus 12 and 1?
Yes, ma'am. Now, in fact, pick it up at Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 1.
Go to Deuteronomy?
Yes, Deuteronomy 16 and 1.
Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 1 reads, observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night.
Stop. Okay, so now you say, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. This is prophetic.
Amen.
To us, to the Commonwealth of Israel. This is prophetic. This is a kingdom shot. So he said, observe the month of Abib. Some say this means barley, you know.
Mm.
To me, this, if I went to ancient paleo, I would have to say this means a father because there's no I there, you see. So what is the month of Abib? And keep that, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. Now, he mentions the Passover here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you got observe the month of Abib, and where's the Passover at in the month of Abib? That's the next question, right?
Amen.
So let's go right over to Exodus chapter 12.
Amen.
And let's pick it up at verse 1.
Amen. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
See, now this is to everybody. It's going to be the first to you. It's the first of the month of the year to you. All right? So now we got the month of Abib taking place. Now here it is. Now the Lord opening up the door to his kingdom. All right? To you. He's opening the kingdom up to you. All right? Read on.
Verse 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel.
Mm-hmm, two.
Okay. Exodus 12 and verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Mm-hmm.
Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Stop. Now right here is the kingdom shot, because you got the 10th day of the creation right here, which is the 5th day of Adam. Okay, from Adam, here comes Jesus Christ being put up where? On the cross, which just so happened to be what? The 10th day in the creation from when he said, let there be light. That's not coincidence.
Amen.
That's not coincidence. This was prophetic then. You see, so when Moses taught this, he was telling us that Christ was going to be put up on the 10th day. in the creation.
Amen.
All right? Now, so how do we get to these things? Where do we go? Now you go back to Genesis chapter 1.
Okay, amen. Genesis chapter 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Stop. The first day of what? Abed.
Amen.
It's the first day of the month to you.
To you.
Why? Because he said, to you let there be light. To you.
Oh, amen.
He said, he formed you from nothing. You were formed and you was without form and void. You didn't have no understanding of nothing. You didn't have forming law. You didn't have no laws. You didn't have no understanding. So to you, it's the first day.
Amen.
It's the beginning of everything to you. So this is the first day of the month of Abib, right here. This is the first day of the creation, right here. This is the beginning of time. So why did he say the beginning of the month? How do you get this? How do you get the beginning of the month? How do you add this month thing? How do you add a month to God?
Amen. Great question.
That's the next question. Because if he said, because he said in Exodus 12, it's the beginning of the month to you, right?
Amen.
So how do you add a month? Well,
amen.
Let's look at that. Let's go to Revelation.
Amen.
Chapter 12. 11, Revelation 11, and let's pick it up at verse 2.
Revelation 11 and 2?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Revelation chapter 11 and verse 2 reads, but the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months.
Stop. So, now, right here, we all understand that this is 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the God of Israel leaves 2 witnesses all day long, right?
Amen.
Okay, here go the first witness. Right? Out of 2 or more witnesses, let every word be established. Okay, so the city is going to be treading underfoot for 42 months, right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 3. And I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Stop. Now, we know that that's 3.5 years, okay? But what do? You take 42, right? Let me take my little calculator.
Yes.
And let me give me a calculator, because I don't do math very well. So if you let me do your math, you're going to be jacked up. Okay, I'm not doing your math. So you take 1,260 and divide it by 42, and it'll tell you what a month is because he tell you 42 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 42 equals
30. So 1260 divided by 42 equals 30.
So he just told you what a month is to him, right?
30 days.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this ain't exactly what he meant. So let's do this. Let's take, he said 42 months, right?
Amen.
So you take 30 times 42 equal, so it is a month. A month of God is 30 days.
Amen.
That's the book, right?
Amen.
Okay, that's the book. This is that thing. You can't go wrong with this here. This is that.
Amen.
All right? Okay. Now, you take this 32. So we got here 42 and 30. The 42 and the 1260 leaves 30,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, but he said 3.5 years, right?
Yes,
so let's do this. Let's divide 1260 by 3.5 because that's 3.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that'd be 3.5 years divided by that, and what you come up with?
1260 divided by 3.5 equals
yes.
360.
There you go. So a year to God is what?
360 days.
There you go. Okay, so now, so if a year to him is 360, so you say, all right, so what's a half? So a half of 360 would be what?
180.
Okay, so now this is what you do. Go 360
mm-hmm.
times 3.
360 times 3.
Because that's 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Times 3 equal?
1080.
Plus 180.
Oh, plus the 180?
Mm-hmm.
Plus equals 1260.
So there you go.
Perfect.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we found out what's a half a year to God.
Amen.
Okay, so what's a half a year to God? 180. Work with me, baby.
No, I had the lines
open. Oh, okay.
You want me to answer all the questions? You tell me don't answer all the questions.
If you got the lines closed, how they going to answer the questions?
I don't have all the lines closed.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway. All right, well, then I'm going to have to ask you to do. You're going to have to be the teacher's pet.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. All right. So now they're going to find out if you've been studying.
And then if your line is closed, press the number 1 if you want to ask a question or answer a question.
Right.
You have,
go.
Like, a lot of people online right now.
Praise God. Okay, so let's do that again. All right. So take 3.5, which is 3.5, right?
3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's 3.5 because that's
mm-hmm.
divide 3.5 and the 1260.
1260 into 3.5.
It gets you 360. Now you divide 360 by 2.
And then you divide 360 by 2, which equals 180.
180. All right. So now, if a month of God is 30 days, then how many months would it take to get to 180 days? Well, let's see. Because this is a half a year. You got to have 6
uh-huh.
months for it to be a half a year. If
okay.
it, 6 months, right. Okay. So if you got 180, you got to have 180 because the books say you got to have 180. In order for it to be a half a year. That's the word of God, nothing less.
Right.
That's it. You can't usurp authority from this. Because if you usurp authority, you disrupting prophecy. There's no way we can get around this. Because this is the word. This is the law.
Amen.
But is this the only place that this written? Okay, before we go there, let's take 6. Okay? Because remember now, 30 days is a month, right? Okay, so 30,
because
we need, it's 12 months in a year, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's only, so we're only going to add 6 months because that's a half a year.
Mm-hmm.
You need 6 months to get to the 7th month because the 7th month is the memorial blowing of the trumpets. So you can't count that. You only can count 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
When you count the 7th month, then you on the other side of the half a year now.
Okay.
All right? Other words, you're in the winter. All right, you following me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, because the month of Abib is the beginning of the year, which is the summer.
Okay,
so when you get to the memorial blowing of the trumpets, you in the winter feast. You in the harvest now.
Okay.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do we get to the winter harvest? Commonwealth of Israel. Okay, take 30,
mm-hmm.
multiply it by 6.
30 times 6?
Yes, ma'am.
180.
180.
Mm-hmm.
So you take 30 days, because that's what Revelation chapter 2 and 3 just told us,
mm-hmm.
that 30 days is a month to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you take 30, you multiply it by 6, which makes 6 months, which according to this law that is a half a year to him, you take that 30 days, because he did the math. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't deny that. It's there. So we're not going to blaspheme the truth here. That's
mm-hmm.
there. You don't want to blaspheme the truth. You don't want to blaspheme what's written.
Amen.
So right here, you say 180, right? So you count 6 months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then he told you that a month is 30 days. So he said 30 times 6 is what? 180. You got to have 180 days to complete 6 months in a prophetic calendar. This is prophecy.
Amen.
We're dealing with prophecy, period. The book of prophecy. The angel told John, he said, I'm subjected unto the prophets.
Amen.
Okay? Uh-huh. All right. So now we got this here. So now we got right here, we got the half a year. Uh-huh. All right? Before you get to the memorial blowing of the trumpets, right here at 180. When you get to 181, you in the seventh month. You got to have 180 to complete 6 months, flat out. You can't come up short because or else you break this prophecy.
Okay.
But is this the only place this is written? This is John,
okay,
right? And this is the coming of the Lord, isn't it? Because in this same chapter, in chapter 11, God is coming back.
Amen.
All right? Okay, because up under here, you run into the seventh seal.
Okay.
All right? So this is the end of time here. So he's telling you this is how he dictates time. This is the end of time, but let's look at the beginning of time.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 6.
Genesis chapter 6, the beginning of time?
Genesis chapter 7.
7?
Yes, ma'am, and verse 11. Okay. Genesis 7 and 11.
Genesis 7.
Yes, Genesis 7 and 11, and when you receive
7 and 11.
When you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 7 and verse 11 reads, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened.
Stop. Now we're in the beginning. This is Moses.
Okay.
Now, the God of Israel is talking to Moses now. He's telling him what's a half a year. So now he's just said this. He said, now, in the second month.
Mm-hmm.
But we just found out that a month of God was 30 days.
Right.
So the month of Abib, no matter where you at, the month of Abib is always what? 30 days, no matter what. No matter where you at, every year, every month of Abib is going to be 30 days, hands down. You can't go wrong with that. So automatically, for those of us that count the calendar, mm-hmm, those of us that understand the month of Abib, we already know that's 30 days right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what do? You add 17.
And where are we getting the 17?
Right here, in the 17th day of the second month.
Okay.
So you got 30 plus 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
30 plus 17 is 47.
Okay, so now you got 30 plus 17 is 47. Now skip down to verse 24.
Verse 24. Genesis 7 and verse 24 reads, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Now, wait a minute. Now, he just gave you another number here.
Yes, he did.
You had the first month, which is 30 days,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, add 150 to that 30.
So 150 plus 30 equals 180.
There it is. See that? There go Moses. Can't get around Moses. Okay. Everything is on Moses, man.
Amen.
Moses got Genesis, Jack. You don't get around from the beginning. You can't usurp authority from Moses.
Amen.
You might can sneak past John, but you're not getting past Moses.
Mm. Mm-mm.
So you see that right there? But what do we just, now what do we got to do? You got to add that 17 in there too, right?
Oh, yeah. Just say,
right. Because remember now, we just added the 30 and we added the 150.
Right.
That came up to 180.
Right.
So now you got to add the 17. Mm-hmm. Because remember now, it was the second month, right?
Second month.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
So add 17 to the 180.
Yes, ma'am.
And you got 197.
Okay, so now we had 197,
oh,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why did I just read that in? Because
right.
I want you to go right into chapter 8. And
so Genesis 8?
Yes, ma'am. I want you to go right into chapter 8 and read.
Amen. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark.
And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters a sway. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated.
Stop. So at the end of the 150 days where the water stopped, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch this. Listen very carefully. Now, pay attention to this next conversation.
Okay.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 4, and the ark rested in the seventh month.
Stop.
It rested.
So there it is. Now we
seventh
got
month.
Now we see the 30 and the 50 brought us to 180.
Right.
Which brought us where? Into the seventh month. Okay? Because you had to have 180 to complete the first 6 months.
Amen.
All right? Okay. So now what did you do with the 17 days, right? Now read that again.
Amen. Okay. Genesis 8 and verse 4. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat.
There were the 17 right there. See that?
So the ark rested the seventh month
on the 17th day of the month on
upon the mountains of Ararat.
Now, subtract 17, because this is seventh month, right?
Yes, sir.
This is the law. Subtract the 17 from that, from 197, and get you what?
7 minus 17 equals 180.
There you go. See it?
Amen.
Can't get around
Hallelujah.
It.
Amen.
That is. That's he just did the mouth for you for Noah. He did it for you in John. He doing it for you in Moses. He doing the math for you. See this right here?
Mm-hmm.
So when you subtract the 17, it brings you right back to 180 again. Mm-hmm. You can't get around that 6 months. You gotta have 180 days for it to be 6 months.
Amen.
This is that thing. How do you get around this here? You can't. Now, if you add 17,
mm-hmm.
he said on the seventh month, there it is, the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
He just called it what it is. He said, this is the 17th day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But you just added 30 days and 150.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Mm-hmm. Did the math for you, and he showed you what's the seventh month to him. You got to have 180 days to get to the first day. All right?
Amen.
But is this is the only place where it's written?
No.
Okay. Of course not. Because like the Lord our God is, he said, out of mouth of two or more witnesses, right?
Amen.
Okay. So let's go to Daniel's.
Amen.
Now, here it is. You know, my thing is, how do you get around Daniels? How do you get around Moses? How do you get around John?
Amen.
How do you get around them three brothers? The Lord allowed you to see that it was an angel that was teaching John flat out. God taught Moses himself.
Amen.
And we finna go to Daniels chapter 12.
Amen. Daniel chapter 12.
And pick it up at verse 5.
Amen. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 5 reads, then I, Daniel, looked and beheld, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other
no,
one.
No. Yeah, yeah, Kiri. Yes.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it should be for a time, times, and a half.
Wait a minute. Now the Lord is showing you that there's two angels teaching Daniel, and here you come. Now you finna tell the Lord sent two angels to Daniel, and here you come.
Mm.
And he's still talking about the same time John was, right? Because John said, the Lord allowed you to see John talk to his angel. He said, don't you fall down and worship me. I'm just like you, your fellow servant, to keep the commandments of this book. Mm-hmm. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So don't you worship me. I'm your brother. The Lord allowed you to see John's angel.
Amen.
The Lord talked to Moses face to face. And now the Lord is allowing two angels to talk to Daniel. And he said, now this is for a time, plural, time, singular, times, plural, and a half. Three and a half years, right? Read on.
Amen. The end of verse 7. And swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time.
So he swore by God. So this is, you can't get around this. He didn't lift up his hands to the Most High God that this is true.
Amen.
Can't get around it. Read on.
That it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white.
What do you mean sealed to the time of the end? We just read that in Revelation chapter 11.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days.
Stop. Okay. So now we got here, Daniel chapter 12, he said it's going to be 1,290 days, right?
Amen.
Okay. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 24.
Matthew 24?
Yes, ma'am. Let's pick it up from Jesus. Now we finna hear from Jesus himself.
Amen.
Okay, Matthew 24. And 15.
Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15 reads, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet.
Stop. When is that? When do he stand up?
1,290 days.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When you see him, he stands up at 1,290. This was Jesus talking. Jesus just quoted that Daniel 12. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on. Read that again.
Amen. Matthew 24 and verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains.
So when you see him at the 1290, you flee.
Amen.
It's time for you to get the hell out of Dodge. Don't be pussyfooting around. You better get up.
The hell out of Dodge.
You better get the fudge out of Dodge.
Okay, babe.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Read.
Verse 17. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Neither let him which is in the field return back.
That's how desperate it is. You can't waste a minute of this. Can't be pussyfooting around. You can't be, let me go check this. Forget all of that. You better be on a geo.
You can't even go back and try to get your children, your wife, the dogs, the cats, your money.
You better not have
gold, your silver,
all your
money, water,
all that.
The stuff you packed up to flee with.
If it's that close, you can't even go back and get it.
Mm.
One is, if you go back, they may be there waiting on you.
Amen. Now I know why my friend, I thought it was strange, he carries a backpack on his back all the time with necessities in it. every day the
and
same.
And they think
you're
a weirdo.
And
way.
They think you're a weirdo.
He's sitting up and saying, if I live, y'all see.
Now that makes sense. He's not a weirdo.
Nope. But he can't take it on the plant.
Right.
Can't take peanut butter and stuff like that.
Right.
You got to get that on the other side of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, read on.
Amen. Matthew 24 and verse 19 reads, and woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation.
See, here comes the great tribulation period.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because remember now he said in Daniel's and Revelation chapter 11, he said the sanctuary is going to be trodden underfoot for 1,260 days, right,
mm-hmm.
of the Gentiles. Daniel said the abomination making desolate is going to stand up at the 1290,
amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The angel testified mm-hmm. on the Daniel that it's going to be for a time and a half of time, or 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes Jesus telling you now, for there shall be what? Great tribulation. So when do the great tribulation take place?
Great question.
Go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12.
Mm-hmm. Great lesson, man.
And let's pick it up at verse 6.
Revelation 12 and 6?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6 reads, and the woman fled into the wilderness.
Stop. Didn't he say when you see the abomination to do what?
To flee.
To flee.
Mm-hmm.
So now his bride, see the abomination that make it desolate, standing in a holy place. It just what? Fled
into the wilderness.
Fled into the wilderness,
amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
At the 1290,
mm-hmm.
which was given to us by Daniels, right?
Amen.
Okay, read on.
Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
There it is.
Mm.
Now subtract that 1,260 days.
Subtract, uh-oh. 1,260 and that 60.
That's 60. 1260.
And the score is 20, right?
Yeah, score is 20.
Okay.
So you got three scores. That's 60.
Okay. So 1260.
Subtracted by
1290.
Right. Because you gotta see them, and then when you see them, you flee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling you now, when he fled.
Amen.
She made it to the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
and she was kept there for 1,260 days. The tribulation didn't start at 1290. It started at 1260.
Mm.
So now subtract 1260 from 1290.
12 is 30.
So there go that month again.
30 days.
You got to have that 30-day count. You see that? You see how you keep testifying
amen,
to that?
Amen.
Okay, now here's the other thing. All right, now he's telling you, you take the 1260, and he just told you that you got to flee. You got 30 days to get out of Dodge.
30 days.
You got 30 days. That's it. Then all hell is going to break loose.
Mm.
And that's what he's telling you. All hell is going to break loose for 1,260 days, or, as we found out, 42 months,
mm-hmm.
or 3.5 years, or a time. Times and a dividing of time, listening to all the different speeches concerning this one matter. But you see here, they're in the wilderness at 1260. They're not running to the wilderness at 1260. They're already there. If you ain't there by the end, you probably be SOL. Keep reading.
Where that stuff?
You stopped there. Just read that 6 again.
Okay. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Mm-hmm.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels.
Stop. Now, here we go with this. Now, hold your finger here and go mm-hmm. to Daniel's chapter 12, and let's see if we got a confirmation on this. Go to Daniel's 12 and verse 1, and then read down.
Okay. Daniel chapter 12?
Yes.
Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1 reads, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book."
You see that? And there go Michael standing up.
Amen.
There it is, the great prince. Who is he doing? What is he doing? Who is he standing up against? The devil.
Satan.
And he said, that great prince who stand up for the people, because he's going to give you 30 days to get where you're going.
30 days to get to where we need to be.
And then he said, and there should be a time of trouble, 1260,
okay,
such as never was since a nation, even at that time. And at that time shall thy people be delivered. Why? Because she's going to be in the wilderness.
Amen. Amen.
So they go to the same conversation. Everyone that is found written
in the book.
See, if you don't have this conversation, if you don't have this 30-day conversation, you may not be written.
Ooh-wee. Jesus.
Now let's go back to that Daniel's Revelations chapter Revelations 12.
We were in Revelation
12 and verse
6.
Yeah, read that 6 again.
Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6. "And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death."
See, some of us are going to die through that time.
Mm.
Some of us are not even going to make it to the wilderness. We may die before we can get there.
Amen.
You see, this is that thing. And he said, which deceived the whole world. Some of us may be deceived now, not even understanding how to add these things up.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yes, I see.
Not looking at the calendar,
mm-hmm.
you may be deceived even at this moment.
Oh, God forbid.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
Amen. Verse 12, Revelation 12 and 12. "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time."
So we know that his short time was 6 days. He only had a week.
Mm.
Well, actually 2 weeks. You know, but here we got, he said he know we have a short time. You're talking about 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing to someone that was in eternity.
Amen.
Someone that know what eternity is.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that lived in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 years can't be none but minutes.
Amen.
So he's finna, all hell is finna break loose.
Really?
All kind of hell is finna break loose. He said, for he have great wrath because he knoweth that he have but a short time. What is this short time? There it is. Read on.
Amen.
That 1260.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 13. "And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent.
There go Daniels. Yeah. Okay, so we just testified. There go John testifying to Daniels. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
The same spirit that's talking to John is testifying of the two spirits that talk to Daniels. So they're not even testifying to Daniels or John. They're testifying to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to come in the midst of this conversation? You can't even get in the middle of that. You're not nowhere near this conversation because this is holy.
Amen.
These are the two. This is Daniel. Daniel's had two brothers teaching him. And here goes Daniel's brothers teaching him. So these two angels is testifying to each other. And Jesus is testifying of all of it. Because he said, when you see the abomination make a desert spoken of by Daniel the prophet, whoso read, let him understand. And then he said this. Then he said, for then shall be great tribulation. That's what Daniel said. He said, for such, it said, it's going to be trouble like there never was before.
Amen.
And here we got in Revelation the same drama.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Let's see. Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman.
That's why some of us ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Some of us is just not going to make it there. We're going to be some of us are going to be right at the door and not going to get there. Read on.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God, and had the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen.
There it is. You see, so this is why we keep the 180-day calendar, because it lines up with this. We're trying to be here.
Amen.
The reason why we keep the 180-day calendar, because it constantly reminds us to be here.
Amen.
Any other calendar, you miss this one.
Mm.
You don't see this. The only way you see this is the 180 calendar. The only way you see this is the 180 calendar. That's the only way you see it. Any other calendar, you don't see this. So to sit up and say, I see this, and still go with the other, and still say, you know, well, that's the right calendar, you blaspheming this. Because this is for a time,
mm-hmm.
times, and a half of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back to Revelation chapter 11, and we're going to wrap it up there.
Amen. Revelation chapter 11.
In verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Revelation 11 and 1. And there was given to me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months.
Now we understand that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Now we understand that. See, this is why we can't go any other way with this. Any other count other than this is blasphemy. Or you can't say this is true and then say something else. You can't say this is what 6 months is and then say, okay, well, this is 6 months. You can't do that because God don't operate like that. Nothing is by coincidence. That's why he said, out of the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. I'm still waiting on somebody that's greater than Moses.
Oh.
Somebody please tell me that they're greater than Moses, because God, the God of Israel, said, I'm going to talk to him face to face. I'm still waiting on somebody that the God of Israel talked to face to face other than Moses. And he taught Moses how to count.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 4. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another.
How are the whole world is going to see this?
Technology.
Technology. We got it right there in our hand right now, just like you see this message.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're going to see their dead bodies. So he wasn't talking about his time. He was talking about ours.
What?
Tablets, notebooks, laptops, PCs. Continue.
Okay. Holograms.
Holograms, verse, television.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 10. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood up upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe was past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great...
Are we going to do the memorial blowing of the trumpet and not have this count? You can't even teach the memorial blowing of the trumpets and the seven trumpets without using the 42-month window.
Amen.
See that? You can't even get to this. It's impossible for you to teach that and then say this is the truth and still be 3 days ahead of 180. Or if you don't use the 180 count window, just like we got through sin, you don't use the 360-year calendar just like we got through sin. If you don't use the 1260 calendar just like we got through sin. If you don't use the 1290 calendar just like we got through sin. If you don't use the times and the dividing of times just like we got through sin, you can't teach this.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to be teaching an error. Can't teach this. Not on the memorial blowing of the trumpet saying it's the seventh month, and then turn around and read Revelations chapter 1, 2, and 3, and then say that's not it. You can't teach this, because they go to the seventh trump right there. You see it in there?
Yeah.
It's like the God of Israel is letting you know that this is it. We can't get around this. We all trying to get to the seventh trump, and here it is. We're going to say that ain't right. We trying to get here. Read on. Read that 15 again.
Amen. Revelation 11 and verse 14. The second woe was past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their...
There go the angels again, being witnesses. You see this? Now watch this.
And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants.
See, you can't teach the seven trumpets and the first resurrection and not testify the 42 months and the 1260 days. You see that? You can't even teach that. Because those two go together. You can't come outside of this. You can't go in. You can't do that. You cannot do it. Because Moses is going to say you're in error. Daniel is going to say you're in error. And Jesus is going to say you're in error.
Amen.
And John is going to say you're in error. And John Angel is going to say you're in error. And the God of Israel is going to say you're in error. And Daniel's two angels are going to say you're in error.
Amen.
That's just too many witnesses.
Amen.
I'm just not going to stand up against all that power and say they in error.
Mm.
Read on.
Amen. Revelation 11 and 18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake, and great hail.
Now, go to Daniel chapter 12 and 1.
Amen.
And this should be the last scripture.
Daniel 12 and 1.
And read.
Amen. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1 reads, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered.
There will be wilderness.
One that shall be found written in the book.
There go the seventh trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
There go the first resurrection. There go the reward of the saints right there. Everyone that is found written in the book of life. There it is, Daniel, Revelation chapter 11. You see it? Read on.
Verse 2, and many of them that are asleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
That's that Revelation chapter 11 when he said at the seventh trump. That's the one that's going to be wise and shine as the brightness of the firmament. They are the ones that turn many to righteousness. You can't teach the memorial blowing of the trumpets and then deny this.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it. We just can't do it. Because the numbers, the Holy Ghost, the God of Israel, and the prophets that's dead is going to witness against you. Even the book of life is going to witness against you. That's just way too much.
Amen.
Go ahead, read.
Amen. Verse 4, but thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river, and one said to the man clothed in linen.
See, I'm not standing against them, because God sent them to teach Daniel's the end. He said, seal up the book, and it's even to the end. That's what we just got to read in John. It was the end. Read on.
Verse 6, and one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he had held up his right hand and his left hand into heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, time and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power.
So he swore by God that this is how this is going to turn out. He swore by God that what was written in St. John, that that's true. He lifted up his salvation on that. The angel did. Amen. Read on.
And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished.
Remember now, he's going to persecute those that keep the testimony of Jesus Christ. Read on.
Amen. Verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end.
See that?
Amen.
Continue.
Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
See, this is the thing. The wise is going to understand these things. Read on.
And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days.
Fleeing period, because 1260 is the great tribulation. See that?
Right.
Read on.
Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days.
Pray that your flight be not in the winter.
In the winter.
Neither on the Sabbath day. Pray that your flight is not in the winter. There that is, right there. Blessed is he that waiteth. Read on.
But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Amen.
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 So this is why the Commonwealth of Israel keep the 180-day calendar to set the feast days accordingly. So in the month of Abib, we count 180 days from when we count the month of Abib. In this particular year, the month of Abib is April the 5th, isn't it?
I think we said yesterday.
Let me see. It's April 5th.
Right, Brother Jacob, April 5th.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, April 5th. And it comes in, the new moon appears at 11:50 a.m., and sundown over Jerusalem, let me reiterate that. It appears over Jerusalem, and the law go forward from Jerusalem, so we operate on Jerusalem time. When Abib kick in Jerusalem, that's when we say it's Abib, okay? Even though the sun haven't went down yet, we know that Abib is coming sooner the sun go down here in the States, all right? So the sun go down in Jerusalem at 7:01. So once the sun go down in Jerusalem on April the 5th, that's when we look at it, okay? Because then at that point, we're waiting on the sun to go down on April the 5th, okay? So from that point, we count 180 days from here to get to the seventh month, because you got to have 6 months to get to the seventh month, and according to the law and the prophets and the apostles and the disciples and the angels of God and God himself, you got to have 30 days. 6 times 30 is what?
180.
You got to have it. So with that being said, we thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. We want opening up for questions and comments.
Open.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted.
Amen.
Excellent. Excellent, my brother. Excellent. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise God.
Love it.
Amen. That was perfect. Amen.
Love it. Amen, brother.
Amen. Praise God. Still open. We open for questions and comments, man. You got any questions? Feel free.
No questions?
Yeah, they know how to do the calendar.
Brother Jason, any questions or comments?
Any comments?
Well, I guess they got it then. Got
30-something
people.
Any questions or comments? I ain't begging nobody to ask
me. Hey, can you hear me?
I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do it.
Can you hear me? I will say this.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Forgive me. Please forgive me.
All participants are muted. And they. All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted.
Can you hear me, Brother Joe?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh. Jill, you shut it down. I want to be the first to say this, Israel. And it had always been kind of in the back of my mind, what's going on? When I listen to the trumpet left, when I hear the Great Tribulation left, and I'm just saying this flat out, without acknowledging the 180 count, the 30-day per month count, you can hear the errors. You can hear. You know, you'll say, like you said, man, you cannot teach this trumpet lesson without acknowledging the 180 count. You can't do it. You're going to teach it in error. Because you're not in the Lord repeatedly showing. And I love how you laid down the witnesses. Come on, man. How many witnesses was that? You laid that you got to go again? Are you serious? I'm like, well, dude, you shut it down. I'm going to hear this lesson again. Dude, this, dude. Amen. Praise the Lord. You shut it down. If you had not acknowledged in the 30-day count, the 180-day, half a year, it's a wrap. Sorry. Lord, just, yeah, you clearly, this blew the hair off my head. You know how much hair I got on my head. Anyway, dang. Anyway. It's a wrap. You shut it down, dude. In the mighty name of Jesus, praise God for that. I yield the mic.
All praises to the Holy Spirit and our Father. He is the God of understanding. That's where he said, whoso understand, whoso read, let him understand. That's a gift, man. That's the gift from the Father that you got to believe those things that's written. You know, so that's all I got to say. And you're right, man. Who will stand? First and foremost, man, the last person you want to be testified against is Moses. We saw what happened with that. You don't want to have that conversation against Moses. And then you got Daniel. We saw what happened with him when you testified against Daniel. You don't want to have that conversation. And then you know what happened with Jesus. You don't want to have that conversation. Then you got John. Then you got the angels that's there. You got God himself teaching Moses. You got the two angels teaching Daniels. And then you got John angels teaching him. Then you got Jesus coming down himself witnessing that everything that all these people were saying is the truth. I'm gonna ride with them. Man. I don't think it's nobody. Ain't nobody on this planet is gonna can usurp authority from them. To me, I'm riding with them. I'm going to ride with all of them. I'm riding with all of them dudes because the angel swore by his life he lived forever that there is going to be a time and a dividing of time and half a time and time. He swore by his being that this is going to go down. So listen, if that angel swore against his salvation, ain't no way in the world I'm testifying against that. He knew it had to be flawless. So I can't do it. I can't go. This is the only way I can ride. You know, when it comes to counting the feast days from the month of Abib. You know, this is why we do it here at the Commonwealth, you know, and the brethren that share the same mindset, like to be like the Bible Christians of God, you know, they share the mindset as well, and brothers also of that hue. Any more questions or comments? Yeah, go ahead. Wide open.
Yeah, you know, that 30-day thing and that 180 thing, I just want to say this last tidbit on that. When you clearly look at that, you see why the Lord only chose Abib to observe, because we haven't come out of the month of Abib as a creation. That's why he said observe. That's why I love how you said that's a kingdom shot too. And he only put that name of that moon in the law for everyone that will bear witness to coming up for the kingdom of the Father. That is the end game. And if you ain't even looking at 30 days a month, then is this setting it up for the purge? That Revelation, Daniel's, the 11th chapter talks about some of them understanding shall be, you know, shall be tried and purged. You know, that Revelation's 12th chapter that you quoted in the book. You got some that's going to make it into the wilderness, but then the ones that is mentioned in that last verse of Revelation 12th chapter said the serpent went after the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. I always wonder what kept them out of the wilderness. What kept them out of that place of safety? Even though they kept the commandments of God, 180, sir.
Amen.
I'm sorry. That's the clear distinction. That's what's going to make the difference, flat out. I was wondering what it was. And if you're standing against the 180, you got a lot of witnesses against you. And you need purging. I mean, it is flat out. And I mean, I listened to a lot of camps lessons, and I mean, on the trumpets and the feeds. I'm like, man, you know, pray to the Lord. You know, hey, raise them up. Give them that 180 pile. There it is. But it is written. Some that keep the commandments of God not going to get in, and some is. What's the difference? Man, I feel it today. I yield the mic.
Amen. Praise be the Lord, brother. Any more questions or comments? Well, I just want to say great job reading, Rhea, and making it clear, being articulate, and keeping up with the math, you know, that was, I know it's kind of hard to do the lesson and the math at the same time, you know, but that's something we have to do, you know, and that's just to piggyback off of what Jacob said about the kingdom shot and the Father, that will, you know, Our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come.
Amen.
When is it coming? On the Passover.
Amen.
In the creation. You gotta roll with that, because Peter told us a day with God is 1,000 years. So thinking in the mind of man,
Amen.
We thinking in the mind of God.
Amen.
So we gotta think like him.
Amen.
And so he said, I'm gonna drink of this vine into my Father's kingdom. Then when is the other time? When is the only time the Father came to the planet? On the Passover. He bowed to heavens to watch, to make sure Christ get through them last couple of hours. I ain't going to say a couple of hours. I don't know how many hours. But he bowed to heavens, and he made darkness his secret place.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 18 said he bowed to heavens. He came down.
Amen.
That's the only time he came down. And that was on the Passover. Amos chapter 8, he said, I'm going to make it a mourning for an only son. You see, so that's another witness that he came down on the Passover. That's the only time you can read the Father coming. And that was when Christ was giving it up. When Christ said, Eli, Eli, la sabachthani, that's when he came down. He was here. And he let Jesus know that he was here. Nobody seen him. Nobody heard his voice. He just shot forth lightning. He made it dark. He scared the hell out of everybody that was there. And then everybody looked around and said, this was the Son of God. So we gotta be conscious of that. Pay attention to that move. Pay attention to that action. Pay attention to your Father. All right? So with that being said, if there's no more questions or comments, we're going to tune back at about 1 o'clock p.m. 1 o'clock. And we're going to reopen the radio show again. We're going to go from there.
Who's coming in at 1 o'clock?
Well, your brother Ezekiel Israel.
What camp you represent?
Israelite, what do you call it? Israel, the Church of Israel, the Church of Israel. The Congregation of Israel, that's it. The Congregation of Israel, forgive me. Yeah.
He's the Congregation of Israel. Brother Marlon is the Church of Israel.
Right. Right. Yeah. We're talking about Eschal. They used to be over the Evangelist Council.
Okay.
Yeah. So, God willing, man, you know, he'd be available. I'm still waiting to hear back from my brother, William, but we haven't heard back from him yet. But either or, We're going to get back at 1 o'clock, and we're going to be back here. So everybody, you know, go take a break, go have you some lunch, some food, some breakfast, whatever. We just want to thank everybody for sitting down and listening to it, you know, listen to what the Father allowed us to bring forward concerning the feast days and the calendar. And we hope we edify someone. I just want to say a great job again, Ray. For reading, and as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed.
Amen.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Thank you.